This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's tackle this before we get to some emails. I'll get back to the calls and some other things, but let's go ahead and tackle this thing here. So, COVID lockdowns and masks and the stupid vaccine and all those other things. Here's something I know to be true. I care way more than most people care. Maybe you go through this too. Maybe you're one of the people who you're super passionate about it. You're very, very passionate about the lockdowns, the loss of life, the loss of people's businesses, the destruction to families, to children, to all these things, and you haven't let it go and you're super hot about it. Well, you and I are alike in that, but we should both understand something. The general public does not share our outright animosity and our desire for justice, for a reckoning from that. And that's a huge problem. Now, we can't fix it. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing you can do. You can't make them care. They just want to forget it ever happened. It's in the past. Can we move on? I don't want to relitigate it. Jesse, don't talk to me about it. They want to move on, and there's nothing you can do to make them care. But here's why it's such a gigantic problem that Normie Norm still feels that way instead of feeling like you feel and feeling like I feel. The problem is this. The tyrants, all the evil people who abused you and your rights and your country and your kids and everything else in the name of a virus that almost everyone was going to survive, the people who did that, when they look back on those days, instead of being like you or me and getting angry and, oh, how could you do that? Instead of having those feelings, they look back fondly on those days. I know you're going to say that's crazy, but I'm telling you, this is how these people think, and I can play you enough public comments. I'm not going to bother with it because I have other things I want to do. These people, they don't look back on COVID and lockdowns and the masking and all these things and think to themselves, man, that sucked. Oh, man, thank goodness that's over. They look back and they think to themselves, man, that was awesome. Look, you don't think I'm telling you the truth, that they look forward to it? Chris, do you have that audio of Klaus Schwab's daughter? I could play you an hour of audio like this from various people. Just take my word for it. They all think about it like this.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not possible before, to create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of the economy.
You can hear the excitement in her voice, can't you? This was the moment where we use those levers of power. That was the moment. Well, it's a problem that Normie Norm doesn't want to punish the tyrants, because the tyrants aren't afraid, and they should be afraid. They should be ashamed and afraid. Afraid to ever try something like that again. But because they're not afraid, you're going to start hearing things like this on the news. Both these clips, I need to point out, both of them are from today.
If you've noticed more of your friends, neighbors, loved ones are testing positive for COVID, you're not alone. According to the CDC, COVID-19 hospitalizations are up 12% from last week. And while we're nowhere near any previous levels, it's still raising concerns. Joining us now with more is Dr. Kavita Patel, who served as a White House policy director in the Obama administration. She is an MSNBC medical contributor. Dr. Patel, it's always great seeing you. So I think we've kind of all been noticing that, right? There's someone you...
No one's been noticing that. No one's noticed that. So why are they talking about it? You have not noticed anything about COVID or COVID cases ticking up. Of course, like all communist things, just like the melting of the ice caps, it's all happening just out of your view. Trust me on that. Trust the science. They're melting, I swear. COVID cases going up. But MSNBC, that wasn't a one-off. It was other news outlets, too. This was Good Morning America, the rise in COVID cases.
New COVID concern this morning. Now, the number of people testing...
I want to pause you on this really quickly. It's 30 seconds long. Stay with it until the end, because there's a gem at the end you're going to hear. Here, listen to the 30 seconds, then listen to the coup de grace, Chris. What, Chris?
Positive in hospitals appears to be ticking up. Stephanie Ramos is here now with a reality check on what those numbers mean. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hey there, Michael. Good morning. These days, it's almost impossible to tell how many COVID cases there really are. The CDC has stopped keeping track, and most people don't report their cases anymore. So the best way to track the virus is counting people who test positive during hospital admissions. And that number, while pretty small, is on the rise.
You catch that gem at the end? They led for 30 seconds. COVID cases ticking up. COVID cases on the rise. Look, they're not tracking it exactly, but it's being reported. COVID cases. And then at the end, what'd she say? The COVID number, well, pretty small. It's on the rise. What does on the rise mean? You just said it was pretty small. So we went from what, 5 people to 10 people? And it gets reported as on the rise. Just know that more lockdowns are coming. That's our fault. Remember, when they try it again, when they do it again, it's not your fault specifically, but it's our fault as a people. As a whole, it's our fault because they did it once before and we let it happen. In fact, most Americans flat out cheered it on. That's the truth. Cindy, Wisconsin, go.
Well, I'm grateful to know that Michael Strahan is now our COVID expert, and he has a new job that he's going to be excellent at, and I totally believe what he's saying, which I don't. I'm sorry, but that's a bit of crap. But my question for you was, and I got the Wisconsin accent and a Southern accent mixed together. It's weird. I'm sorry. But my question for you is, sir, what do you think that the odds are really of Joe Biden actually, of there being some reckoning besides the fact of him being, you know, propped up as, you know, weekend with Bernie, you know, with his wife and son and the whole family going along with that, you know, torture that they're...
Is he going to get charged? The question is Joe Biden going to get charged? The answer is he's not. I'm sorry. It's not your mommy's show. I'm sorry. We have to say things that are hard to hear. Because we do this way often, we lie to ourselves. Or is Joe Biden going to get charged? He's a criminal. He should get charged, right? He is. He's not going to. He's a criminal. So's the justice system. Tom in Philly, go.
Hey, I researched that, Doug Sattell. Trump says I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. He mentions because my Pittsburgh broadcast, they shot a Tree of Life.
Robert in Washington, go. Yeah, we're done with all that. Chris, tell the call screener to go home. That was the second time on the Doug Sattell thing. I'm annoyed with that. I got aggravated, and then the other guy wasn't there. We're done with that now. The call screener can go home. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com if you need me. Taco Bell sued for falsely advertising the amount of beef and crunch wraps in Mexican pizzas. Obviously not something I'm going to spend a lot of time on a day like today, but I will say this. You're suing T-Bell. You don't know what T-Bell is. Who gets a Crunchwrap Supreme and measures the amount of rat meat they put in the Crunchwrap Supreme? You know what Taco Bell is. You know what Taco Bell isn't. They're going to cheat you. A probably 50-50 chance that there are some kind of drugs or drug paraphernalia in your food when you get it from Taco Bell. Have you ever talked to somebody who works at Taco Bell? You know what Taco Bell is. You know what it's not. They're going to screw up your order. They're going to lie to you about how much food they're giving you.
And in the end, it's going to be delicious and something you should only eat once every couple months. All right. Enough. Let's get to some emails. And we'll get to getting what you voted for. A little you voted for this action. And back to what we were talking about a little bit last night, the high school boys drifting right. But before we do that, let's take care of widows and orphans. Tunnel to Towers takes care of widows and orphans. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they've been paying off mortgages for fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. They've been building homes, smart homes, for these catastrophically injured veterans who have their quality of life permanently altered. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside them. This is a blessed organization that you support, and you should be proud of yourself. $11 a month is what they've always done. $11 a month. That's what keeps Tunnel to Towers going. And I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look Tunnel to Towers up. Look up their charity rating. Look who these people are. Go to t2t.org and give. t2t.org. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. Go now.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Boston city officials and police desperately need a new strategy to combat gun violence. Well, why are they worried about that? Mayor Michelle Wu, she's an open communist, I should point out. Again, I do laugh at the people, Jesse, they aren't communists, when half them call themselves Marxists or communists. Hours after a spate of shootings and stabbings that had police rushing from scene to scene, she was focusing on her executive order banning fossil fuels in the new city buildings. And I'm supposed to laugh and roll my eyes, and I'm supposed to say things like right now, oh, the poor people of Boston. And while we obviously feel for all the decent people listening on WRKO, the people of Boston want to live like this. Not all of them, of course. I know there are some blood red people in Boston, and it's one of my favorite cities and has been for quite some time. But overall, this is how the people of Boston want to live. They just went out and had an election. This woman just got elected. The people of Boston, they looked at the candidates and they said, wow, a communist. That sounds good. I'll vote for her. And now they're getting buildings that won't work. They won't air condition. They won't heat properly. And they're getting lots of violence. You voted for this. Make sure when you talk to your aunt, your liberal Aunt Peggy, who lives in Boston, and she talks about the stocks, and she starts to complain that her bicycle got stolen from out in front of her house. What are you going to say to your liberal Aunt Peggy? What are you going to tell her? Aunt Peggy, I just wanted you to know you voted for this. Aunt Peggy doesn't think she did. Yeah, Chris just pointed out that woman got 64% of the vote. That's an overwhelming majority for an election. The city of Boston wants to live like that. Look, here's another article. Oakland NAACP blasts the city leaders over intolerable crime levels. Huh. Oakland's NAACP. Chris, Michael, it might take both of you for this. I hate to put a research assignment on you, but the Oakland NAACP, would you do me a favor and dig up their endorsement of a Republican candidate in the last election? Or their endorsement of a more moderate Democrat candidate? Could you just do me a favor and look that up? I'm sure it's out there. Otherwise, it seems like you're complaining about something you participated in. Are you shocked that you're defund the police politicians that you support every time? Are you shocked that they defunded the police? Are you now shocked that the animals run all your cities now? All of them. The animals run America's cities. Our cities are run by criminals. The politicians, the people go vote for in these cities. Look, Houston's the same way. I'm down here. Same way. The politicians, the people go vote for these open jail politicians, open jail judges. The communist judges, communist politicians then turn the violent criminals loose so they can commit more acts of violence. Then the people look around as everyone gets shot, and they say to themselves, well, how did this happen? Oh, this is terrible. And you have groups like the NAACP say, this is on the city leaders. You supported all those city leaders. No. This is on you. This is the conversation we had last night about the GOP primary voter. The GOP primary voter who complains all the time about rhino this and rhino that. Jesse, I can't believe these gutless rhinos. South Dakota, 60% Republican. 60. You can have whatever Republican you want with a majority like that. Anyone can get elected there. One of their Republicans is Mike Rounds. The other one is John Thune. John Thune from gun-loving South Dakota. I've been pheasant hunting there. They love it. I love that place. From gun-loving South Dakota was asked about banning AR-15s. This is from June of 2022. John Thune couldn't even articulate a response except for, we need them for prairie dogs.
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons why people would want to have them. And I think the challenge you have already is that there are literally millions of them available in this country.
Prairie dogs, guys. And plus, there are just too many. Can't form an argument on why you should be an armed citizen in case your government turns tyrannical. That's the point of the Second Amendment. Instead, blood red South Dakota gives us a senator talking about prairie dogs. Yeah, these people. Oh, and here's the other senator from South Dakota.
Are you resigned to support whoever the Republicans nominate, even if it's the former president?
Well, right now I'm hoping it's going to be Tim Scott. And if it's not, then I'm going to have to reassess, because I've always supported the Republican nominee in the past. I hope Tim is the nominee. There are going to be some other good people as well, but...
Yeah, Tim Scott. Oh, did you see Megyn Kelly? My buddy, she sat down with Heavy D asking if he's going to pardon Trump. I guess this question got a lot more pertinent as of about an hour
ago. Given your views on the weaponization of government, would you commit to pardoning him on any federal charges against him?
Well, what I've said is very simple. I'm going to do what's right for the country. I don't think it would be good for the country to have an almost 80-year-old former president go to prison.
So that's a yes.
It just doesn't seem like it would be a good thing.
Let's be honest about where we're at when it comes to Trump. Even if you hate his guts, understand that it's horrible for the country if Donald Trump goes to prison. And it looks like, with this judge he's got, this Obama judge, it looks like that's the likely outcome. So Donald Trump either needs to win the primary and the general and pardon himself, or if someone else like Heavy D wins the primary, we're going to need him to win the general to pardon Trump. Because if he does get a prison sentence and the Republican nominee, whoever it is, Trump or DeSantis, doesn't win in 2024, Donald Trump's going to stay there for life. Those are the stakes. Now, just got a lot more serious, didn't it? That's really, really bad. All right, enough. I haven't gotten to a single email, and I'm going to get to those next. But before we get to that, speaking of Second Amendment, it's not enough to own weapons. It's not enough to go buy the new fancy weapon out there, the new fancy optic. You need to practice. I need to practice. We don't practice enough. And I know why we don't practice enough, or at least I can speak for myself. During the times where I haven't been going to the range, it kind of seems like a pain. I'm busy. Job, kids, school, practice, here, this, and that. There's a lot going on. One of the reasons I love Mantis X, it's not just that I can practice in the air conditioning, which is a lot nicer, especially when it's 100 degrees down here in Houston. I love Mantis X because I can practice all the time. I can just stop and practice for 5 minutes if I want. Dry fire practice in the comfort of my home. MantisX.com. The Green Berets use it for a reason. The Marines use it for a reason. MantisX.com. Go now.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I almost forgot that we had some words of wisdom. And keep in mind, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's take a break here and get smarter.
I've been traveling the country meeting with our young leaders who in particular are talking to me about the climate crisis. They turned me on to a term I'd not heard before. I said, tell me how you all are thinking about the climate crisis. And they shared with me a term, climate anxiety. They're concerned about their future in almost a doomsday fear.
Yeah, that's heavy stuff. Heavy stuff, Dome. Jay Steele, I find it interesting how many high school boys are so ravenously anti-communists. My sons and their friends are all like this, and I think it has to do with rebellion. I agree with that, by the way. When I was a kid, you rebelled against the system by getting your ear pierced and maybe smoking a little hippie lettuce. Nowadays, it's by being conservative. My youngest son was suspended during COVID for leading a mask insurrection at his junior high. That's so great. My oldest son got suspended with a bunch of friends for refusing to do Black Lives Matter. Look, I'm telling you, you want some encouragement on a heavy day with a lot of heavy stuff out there? This next generation, man, they're going to be hardcore. They are. They're going to be hardcore. Jesse, first, trust me on this. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to talk shows. I was getting hooked on yours. I found it extremely entertaining, and your analogies are simply the best. My analogies are the best, Chris. Chris, didn't someone use a big word for one of those, for an analogy that we said we were going to steal from now on? And it also started with an A. Yes, allegory. Allegory. That's what we're going to use from now, and it makes you sound smart when you use words like that. But anyway, I am good at allegories. Good point. But having said that, when you suggested your listeners put cream of mushroom soup in their queso, I had to switch to an old Al Franken podcast so I could induce vomiting. I agree, Red Lobster with their Cheddar Bay biscuits is to die for, but cream of mushroom soup doesn't belong in the same zip code as cheese. Did you take a blow to the head recently? Okay. I'm not going to give out my world famous queso recipe again. Not tonight, anyway. We're busy. We have other things. If you want it, remember, they podcast every show. It's in hour one of last night's show. Chris, I'm right about that. It was hour one. Okay, hour one of last night's show, I go through the whole thing. I got a lot of pushback, a ton of pushback on the cream of mushroom soup. I think I need to explain something. One, I know that that's a bit of a culture shock. You're making queso. Cream of mushroom soup sounds, let's be honest, frigging awful. But there aren't chunks of mushroom in it. It's just a can of the Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. It's just liquid. There's no mushroom in it. And you're not going to taste any mushroom, and you'll have no idea the cream of mushroom soup is in there. You're putting it in my world famous queso because it's too thick. If you don't, it's too thick. It's really, really, really thick. In fact, you should probably add two cans. I think I said one last night. I think next time I'll add two. I said two. You need the liquidity. Believe me, you're not going to get any mushroom. You'll never know it was there. Just trust me on this. I'm the one who perfected the queso. Trust the Shogun. The menu whisperer, I should say. What, Chris? Jesse, the Republicans aren't going to impeach. Not because they shouldn't, but because they don't have the votes. You know that with the slim majority, there'll be too many low-T GOP reps who will vote against it, while every single communist in the House will also vote against it. This is the likely outcome. The Republicans, because of the super slim majority, won't be able to haul in enough of these people. They just won't be able to round up every Republican. And we've already had how many Republican U.S. senators come out and poo-poo the whole thing? And we don't control the Senate. So even if you get an impeachment through in the House, which I don't know, I truly, truly doubt, you're not getting it to the Senate at all. That doesn't mean you don't try. They should try. But impeachment's not something we should be banking on. And we definitely shouldn't be banking on Joe Biden getting arrested. Hey, Jesse, I had the unfortunate circumstance of visiting jail recently. I heard you mention on the radio that you have a large following from prison, and you are correct. I bonded with my cellie talking about your show. I was only in a short while, but I told him I would send him your book if I could. I found later the prison only takes paperback books. I was wondering when your hard book would be available in paperback. I was hoping to read it myself, then mail it in. Longtime listener and supporter. He didn't say I could use his name, so I'm not going to do that. I just love that we have guys who listen in jail and prison. I just think that's, I think it's the best when you're at your low moments and stuff like that. That if we can ever reach anybody, if it speaks to anybody in a low moment, I think that's freaking awesome, man. And I want you to know you can turn things around. All right. I'm with you. You can turn things around. I'm on your side. That's one. Two, paperback for the book. It's not in paperback. It's not in paperback, fellas. It's not in paperback. Oh, I remember what they told me. Sorry. I guess I should probably keep everyone updated on this. They do this. There'll be another big book promotion. Apparently people nerd out on books big time at Christmas time. They buy them for friends and family. They warned me that there was going to be a reprint of a bunch of books around Christmas time. And I believe that's when the paperback version comes out. Now, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to sit here all the time on the show and tell you to go to jessekellybook.com so you can purchase the paperback version at a discounted price. What, Chris? I'm not going to make the show all about me and all about promoting me.
It's Journalist Jesse.
It would never do that. Now, we would never do that here on the show. But no, so it's not available in paperback yet. Former Lizzo dancers were weight shamed and pressured while at a strip club, the lawsuit says. How did you think you were going to be treated by Lizzo? How'd you think you were going to be treated by the dumb as a rock, while talented, dumb as a rock, card-carrying communist? These people still, they'll go to work for the worst, most detestable people and then act stunned when they're not treated well. It's like these politicians. I'm gonna play this guy again for you. This is Dan Goldman of New York. How do you think this guy treats his staff?
Testified to yesterday, completely absolves Joe Biden of any involvement in Hunter Biden's business world. And notwithstanding whatever alleged smoke Chairman Comer says there is, the witness testimony was very clear that Joe Biden was not involved in any of their business dealings. Joe Biden got no benefit. Joe Biden did not change any of his actions for the benefit of his son in any way, shape, or form.
Just a dishonest, disdainful human being. Jesse, I recently watched Megyn Kelly interview Governor DeSantis. He did well, I thought. She grilled him on the Disney issue, trying to say he was punishing them like that was a bad thing. She loves you. Can you please talk to her and help her understand we are at war? She's been amazing on her willingness to evolve on the trans issues, so on and so forth. Megan's her own cat. Megan's her own person. Yes, we are friends. There's no question. We get along very well, which is really kind of funny because we're so opposite. We're such opposite human beings. But Megan's very, very sharp. She is one of those people that feels like she needs to, when she sits down with a politician, that she owes it to the audience to challenge them, whoever it is, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. If she's speaking to somebody in power, she's going to push back and she's going to ask them tough questions. I don't think Megyn Kelly's the bad guy. All right. I don't think we have a lot of bad guys out there. Megyn Kelly, one of the few actual journalists in the country. All right. The communists took away something else, something wonderful. They slowly but surely make life a little bit worse. So we'll talk about that. Maybe do a couple emails and do headlines I didn't get to. Before we do any of that, let's get to taking care of our dogs. We believe in giving ourselves proper nutrition, right? Our kids proper nutrition. Got to eat your veggies. Got to eat your fruit. Well, why do we do that with our kids and we give our dogs dog food their whole lives? You know why? Because we've been lied to when we think there's nutrition in the dog food. It's brown for a reason. Dog food is dead. It's dead food. Your dog needs vitamins and minerals just like you do. Digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils. Your dog needs these things. Rough Greens has these things. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black created Rough Greens so you can pour it on your dog's food and give your dog real nutrition, and you will see benefits. You'll see them in your dog. Maybe his energy level, maybe his breath, maybe his digestive problems. You'll have your dog around longer. Sound good? Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get your free bag. Free bag. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Go today.
truth, attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Incandescent light bulb ban goes into effect next week. Starting next week, this is from The Hill, Americans will only be able to purchase LED lights from retailers across the nation as the official ban on incandescent light bulbs goes into effect. The communists, once again, with the aid of Republicans, made your life just a little bit worse. Just a little at a time. You can't do this. You can't do that. None of this for you. None of that for you. You're not allowed to have this. You're not allowed to have that. Little by little, little by little, little by little. All of it, of course, in the name of protecting you.
So today's temperature in New York is 94 degrees, but that heat is not felt equally everywhere. On Canal, it's 102 degrees.
I'm here in Greenwich Village. My phone.
It's too hot outside? Don't worry. We'll just take away your light bulbs. We'll take away your SUVs. We'll take away the oil industry. We'll just allow us to destroy, and it won't be 95 in New York anymore. Sick people. All right, we'll get some emails before we get to the headlines I didn't get to. Jesse, did you encounter anyone in Israel taller than you? No, but I will tell you, I did not find the Israelis to be a short people. I didn't find them to be a tall people. I thought they were really normal size. Chris Michael, did I get that right? I didn't think if they were short or tall. I thought they were normal size. I'll tell you one thing that was brought up to me by several of the young fellas on the show. There's kind of an internet thing going around that the IDF chicks, that they all look like models over there. All the Israeli chicks they put in the military, that they're all supposed to be extremely attractive. Now, I'm an old, crotchety, cynical man. So I immediately just rolled my eyes as something that everyone's lying about. That's not true. That's not true. There's a few of them over there. They've got platoons of them over there. I don't know what they're doing over there in Israel, but the training program's outstanding. Look, maybe that's a country that maybe they've already all taken their chalk. Maybe all the women are on the female vitality stacks. Their hormones and energy levels are right where they need, and the dudes are on male vitality stacks. So maybe they're all going to get to better, get married and make a bunch of Israeli babies so they can continue to exist. But here in America, our testosterone levels are in free fall. 50% in 50 years. Cut in half in 50 years. That's societal extinction in another 50 unless we take proactive steps to stop it. That's what chalk is. It's how we stop it. It's how we reverse it naturally. Natural herbal supplements. They put the crap in our bodies that hurt us. We can fight back naturally. Chalk has a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. 20% in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. 30%, 35% off the whole store. It's not just those things, keep in mind. So many things for whatever you're looking for. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. And I trust these guys. They're my people. They're our people. They're anti-communists. Believe me, they'll take care of you. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
Wait, I almost forgot. I had to play this Joy Behar clip. Sorry.
Actually, it was said by an Australian social activist, Irina Dunn. She said, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. I mean, we love you guys, but the truth of the matter is that we could function without
the bicycle.
We could function without you? Now, I'm not going to put a lot of stock in what the ladies on The View say. But do yourself a favor sometime. There's all kinds of charts and graphs on this out there now. Go do an internet search for the most dangerous jobs in the world. Go look at who works in those jobs. This, I am woman, I don't need no man, we don't need no men in society crap. This poisonous lie we fed young women over and over and over again. It's not only not true, it's very, very harmful for a society.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Jokey Barbenheimer references offend a conflicted Japan. These are apparently movie posters that combine Barbie and Oppenheimer And in Japan, they're taking umbrage with some of the Oppenheimer movie posters that show atom bombs going off. And I will just say, maybe I'm biased because I do admit I enjoy Japanese people, their culture, their history. I just think it's really cool. I can understand how that would potentially not feel that great. And look, you can sit and argue they had it coming. They deserved it for how they conducted themselves in World War II. And you'd be correct. They did. They had it coming. Dropping the bombs is 100% the right thing to do. But, I mean, it still wouldn't feel good to see movie posters with that on there. Oh, wow, that dust used to be Hiroshima. ICE revives policy limiting arrests and deportations. ICE. You know, ICE, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Group. ICE, whose job it is to track down, arrest, and deport illegal immigrants. They have a policy that limits how they can arrest and deport illegal immigrants. That would be like the FDA passing a policy limiting how much they can regulate food and drugs. Actually, that sounds wonderful because I hate the FDA, but you know what I mean. That's how insane, how lost we are now as a nation. Twitter sues nonprofit that tracks hate speech. Nah, I don't really care. Congress tries to break fever of incivility amid string of vulgar, toxic exchanges. There's not going to be any break in the, quote, incivility between members of the House of Representatives. And there shouldn't be any break in the incivility. We are dealing with communists trying to destroy the country. They should be dealt with in a very uncivil fashion. FTX confirms plans to relaunch Exchange. That big crooked organization that just got turned loose by the Justice Department, they're not even saying sorry. They're just getting the band back together again, baby. First on CNN, Biden administration launches new income-driven student debt repayment plan. The Biden administration has made this whole student loan thing a huge part of what they do. You want to talk about an administration that is flailing out there? That's all they've got. Oklahoma bans males from women's locker rooms and bathrooms. This is a good thing. It's good that they're banned from women's locker rooms and bathrooms. At the same time, like we've talked about before on the show, we don't have to beat it to death. When you get to a place as a nation where you have to ban men from pretending to be women and going into the women's locker room, you're at a place as a country that's not going to be easy to come back from. There are things that shouldn't have to be laws. Dudes shouldn't have to be told you can't shower with the women. That's not a thing you should have to say. So good for Oklahoma. Get to a red state so you can live in a place like that. But man, we got some work to do. All right, keep your chin up. Indictment or no indictment, we're going to be back tomorrow to do it again, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.